White, J.E. White, Emma. St. Helena, California. January 15, 1910. Elder J.E. White, 1713 Cass Street, Nashville, Tennessee. Dear children, Edson and Emma. Of late, I have had so many things to read over in preparation for printing, in articles, and in book form, that I have hardly found time to write letters. And my eyes are troubling me, so that I can use my pen but a little while at a time. I do not sleep as many hours during the night as I wish I might. The other night I slept none after 12 o'clock. The reason I am so wakeful is because my mind is so active. I am thinking and planning how we can open new fields and introduce the important light that we have into cities where as yet little has been done. I can only bear my burden, urging that new fields be opened. They must be worked if we are to do our duty. My soul is deeply stirred as I see so little earnest, determined, continual effort to get the truth into our cities. We have but little means to spare with which to push the work. Often I lie awake for hours praying to my Heavenly Father to open the way, in order that the truth may be introduced into our cities. I am instructed that time is passing rapidly, while we are making but little advance in the work of warning the cities. We have a precious treasure of saving truth to impart to those who are ready to perish. I tell our brethren that when they enter the unwarned highways and byways, there will be souls who will respond. And as the interest increases, ways will be opened. Halls will be offered, and our speakers will be invited to come in and speak words that will create a deeper interest. We cannot expect that means will be provided unless something is done to present the truth in our cities. There is a work to be done that has not yet been done to reach the people where they are. When all our people, presidents of conferences, teachers of schools, physicians, and Christians everywhere who have ability, shall show a decided interest in the work, then something will be accomplished greater than anything we have yet seen. Why do we not appoint more meetings where we may diligently seek the Lord? By denying ourselves, we might find time to come to meetings to seek God. We need to have a revival of our faith. Satan is certainly obtaining advantages. We are spiritually too weak. We need individually a revival of zeal for God and His cause. Let us remember that Satan has many agencies at work, counterworking the purpose of God. The Lord understands this, and we must come into a sacred nearness with Him and into unity with one another, that we may cooperate with heavenly agencies and thus thwart the purposes of the enemy. Christ is the bread of life. In Him we may find the waters of salvation. The Lord is working, and Satan is working. Who are awake to their duties? Where are the faithful, wholly consecrated laborers who are making it their life work to be faithful stewards of God? Faithful stewards there are, and yet in the lives of many, there is too much of unconsecrated self mingled with the operation of the special agencies God has given for the proclamation of the message. The Lord has favored us with advantages in connection with our sanitarium work, and yet in this, there is revealed far too much of unconsecrated self. When the whole being of every laborer is regarded as the Lord's property, then men in responsibility will have their perceptions sanctified, and they themselves will be converted daily. The Lord is waiting to have the consecration offering of soul, body, and spirit bring the workers into harmony with Himself. Our schools are to be refined, purified, sanctified. The end of all things is at hand. These are the burdens that keep me awake night after night. I am tied at home because of the severity of the weather. At my age, it would be unwise to expose myself, and I dare not be imprudent. I expect to attend the meetings of the Pacific Union Conference to be held at Mountain View next week, and the following week in Lodi, the session of the California Conference. In my last letter, I wrote you of my efforts during the week of prayer in Mountain View and in Oakland. The Lord especially blessed me during the Sabbath afternoon meeting in the Oakland church. The church was crowded to its utmost capacity, and a power rested upon me, as it rested upon me at Washington during the General Conference. I urged the people to make a decided effort to draw nigh to God, to seek the Lord while he may be found. We must have our hearts drawn out to God to pray in faith and do all we can to arouse our people in the churches. I asked for a response from those who would pledge themselves to seek to put away their wrongs and to confess their sins, who would pray fervently for the Holy Spirit's power and grace to overcome as Christ overcame in their behalf, and who would read and obey the Word. I think that all in that crowded church rose to their feet. Then, while standing, I presented the congregation to the Lord in prayer. I know that victories were gained in and through Jesus Christ. A holy influence was manifest. Angels made a faithful record of every sincere surrender of self. May the Lord honor the pledges then made to devote soul, body, and spirit to the Lord. I should be much pleased to see and converse with you. I hope that you are well. And I hope that it may not be as cold in Nashville as it has been here. I find that during this season of the year, it is well for me to stay in the house near my good fireplace. Here in this valley, we are saved from the most severe weather, but we have had heavy frosts, and a few times our water pipes have frozen, though we have as yet had no snow. Children and even many adults are suffering from severe colds. For myself, I find that eucalyptus and honey relieves me when my throat is sore, and I am inclined to cough, or if I feel any hoarseness. We have plenty of wood, and therefore we can be comfortable despite the cold weather. I feel much better when I can be in a room where there is an open fireplace. I am able to handle the chunks of wood and put them on the fire myself. I suffer no pain in my body, at least no more than I must expect at my age. I am surprised that I can go up and down stairs so easily. I praise the Lord with heart and soul and voice. My father often used to say, "What doth much increase the store? When I thank him, he gives me more." I am so thankful for the grace of the Lord Jesus. My heart and mind are filled with gratitude and praise. I will endeavor to keep my lips clean and pure, that I may not dishonor God by murmuring. I desire to follow on in the straight path of self-denial and self-sacrifice. May the Lord bless you and all who are trying to serve him, is my prayer.